Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today, we are going to conclude our three-part series on your thought life. We have been using for our text 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. Let's read those together. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. As we've said in the prior two broadcasts, your thought life is something that must be controlled. And men and women have always had trouble with it, but particularly these days have trouble controlling their thoughts because we live in a world full of pictures and movies and memories. You go to your phone, you go to your computer, you go to your television, you go to the movie, and you are just surrounded by pictures. You see those on billboards, and even in some churches, there are visual pictures being displayed throughout the service. And so just your mind is inundated with images that then become imaginations. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, show you how to successfully war by God's weapons against thoughts that are not pleasing to him or thoughts that are troubling you. Now, in the first of these three broadcasts, what we noticed is that the thoughts that you have are in your flesh. You got these, this capacity, this ability to have evil thoughts came to you from your great ancestors, Adam and Eve, and so since they're in your flesh, as long as you're alive, you're going to have to contend with them. These evil thoughts, these wicked imaginations, exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, and so they create a problem because they compete with the Spirit and block you from thinking about God. And eventually, if not immediately, they lead to disobedience. You actually act on what you're thinking. So we saw that in the first broadcast. In the second broadcast, we noticed from our text as well that you have to go to war on these thoughts with God's mighty weapons, and these thoughts and imaginations have to be pulled down. They are strongholds. And we do that by the renewing of your mind, by putting off the old man and putting on the new. The imaginations and high things have to be cast down, and we have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have the rebuke against the devil to cast those things down, and then they have to be brought into captivity. Every thought has to be brought into captivity of Jesus Christ, and we see that done because we have the mind of Christ, and our mind is transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we start thinking, thank God, the thoughts that the Lord thinks, which are higher than our thoughts, and we quit thinking, so much at least, with the thoughts that we have, which are those evil thoughts and wicked imaginations. So that was a very good broadcast to help you with the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down of imaginations and high things, and the bringing into captivity of every thought to the obedience of Christ. So today what we're going to do in this third and final broadcast of the series is that we are going to find some other weapons that the Lord has against your thought life. And I would say these are positive weapons. These are weapons that don't contend directly with the thoughts as much as they arm you well with good thoughts. They put good stuff in your head, good stuff in your mind, good stuff in your heart that thereby give you something better to think about than what you've been thinking about. And the first thing we want to look at, notice from our text, by the way, the weapons of our warfare. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So they're not in the flesh. We do not war after the flesh. They're not carnal. They're mighty through God. All right, we want to look at some of these mighty weapons that we have that are going to give you a great defense against runaway thoughts and thoughts that are wicked and evil. The first one we'll look at is Proverbs chapter 16. And I might tell you that one of these we will look at, you might say, oh, that is exactly what I needed. And another one we might look at and you might say, well, I'm kind of already doing that. That's not what I needed so much. Well, if it's not something you need, it's something somebody else surely needs. And so I want you to have the full complement of these additional weapons to the things that we've already discussed in the prior two broadcasts. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, here we find one. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, listen to what the Bible says. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. And this is really good. Let's look at it again. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So when you wake up in the morning, if you will go through a routine that involves you getting your mind on the Lord, for instance, putting on the whole armor of God, going through a routine prayer that you pray in the morning that gets you oriented for the day, and then some Bible reading, a psalm, a proverb, the passages of Scripture that you read, that you're reading on a regular basis as you read through your Bible, and then some prayer. You know, what you're doing is you're getting yourself lined up in the fear of God and the love of God and the service of God and the obedience of God and walking with God. You get oriented to Him and not to yourself. All right. And then you say, okay, now Lord, I'm committing what I am getting ready to do today. I'm committing this to you in service to you. I am a servant. I work, let's say, as an employee, but I am committing myself to serve you while I'm working for my employer. And therefore, I know that I am committing my work to you. Well, when you do that, when you commit your works unto the Lord allows your thoughts to be established. Thy thoughts shall be established. And what happens is your thoughts then don't run to things that are not associated with what you've committed to work for the Lord. You're not occupied in a daydream of leisure. You know, they say an idle mind is the devil's workshop. You're working for the Lord. You've committed that work to the Lord, so your thoughts are along those things that you're working on. You know what that'll do? That'll help your thought life. You know, there are some people who go through great emotional trauma over, oh, a child that goes wayward, or over a marital spat, or over a financial downturn, or a job change. And you know what I've found? Oftentimes they will get busy. They'll just get busy, and by being busy, they have taken their mind off the thing that is associated with those feelings that ride like a roller coaster. And they just get busy. You know, so the text is practical. It says, commit your works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established, because you'll be thinking about the stuff you're working on and not the stuff you've been thinking about that wasn't good. It's practical. It's a very practical thing to do. All right, I'll give you another one. Psalm 19. In Psalm 19, We're going to read verse 14, and the Bible says this: "Let thy words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Watch it. The meditation of my heart. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You know what you ought to do? You ought to meditate on things acceptable to God. There you go. Meditate on things acceptable to God. Most people today don't have time, or don't take the time, I should say, to stop and just meditate. You know, if there's a downtime, you're in your phone looking at social media or your newsreel or your podcasts. People today don't stop generally long enough to just sit and think. And you should. You should meditate, and when you do, on things acceptable to God. In other words, when you're thinking about something, you should ask the Lord, "Lord, am I thinking about something that's acceptable to you?" And you know, you're going to find that through the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, the Lord is going to direct you to start thinking about some things that are in fact acceptable to Him. And you're going to quit thinking about whatever negative thoughts, negative thinking that troubles you, regrets about your past. You know how people are sometimes. You'll spend, let's say, yesterday working, and you can probably, if you think about it, realize that you have done a dozen things well. But if you did one thing that wasn't well, you know what you'll be thinking about today? You won't be thinking about those 12 things you did well. You'll be thinking about that one thing you didn't do well, that perfectionist mentality, and you'll chide yourself for not having done better on that one thing. Don't do that. You meditate on things that are acceptable to God. You think about things that God has done in you and through you, where you gave a word of testimony to somebody that encouraged them, or perhaps became a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ whereby they could get saved. Think about the fact that you gave somebody a tract. Think about the fact that you did a good job. You know, thank God that you didn't have a wreck, that your health is good, that your mind is still sound, that you got a good night's sleep, that you've been able to eat well and nutritiously today. I mean, just think about things that are acceptable to God, and the goodness of God, and the benefits that He's loaded you with, and get your mind on things like that. And what happens is, when you start occupying your mind on meditating on things that are acceptable to God, like scripture memory, you don't have capacity to be thinking about things that are not good and things that are evil. Isaiah chapter 26, here's another one. Isaiah chapter 26, and look with me at verse 3. I love this passage of scripture. Isaiah chapter 26, look at verse 3. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Oh boy, that's a good one. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." You know, the way television is, the picture is constantly changing. Or if you're watching a ball game, for instance, and then there are going to be advertisements, those ads are going to run for whatever they do, 15 seconds or 30 seconds or however long they go. And I mean, they're just going to change lickety-split. You'll see a potato chip ad, and then you'll see a beer ad, and then you'll see a medical ad, and then you'll see, whatever, product ad, boom, boom. So your mind is not used to being stayed My wife and I often will walk the dogs at night, and when we do, passing by a home where somebody may have the television on, man, you can see the light get bright and the light get dull or dark, and you can see the light is blue, and then it's green, and then it's, you know, red, casting shadows on the walls or coming through the window, and you're like, man, that stimulus to the eye is changing constantly. And you know what happens? It goes in the eye, goes in the mind, and now the mind is just jumping from thing to thing. We have so many people today that complain of being ADD or ADHD, or like a friend of mine said, HD ADHD, you know, in high definition, just constantly changing. It's just so hard to get the mind to settle down and get stayed on one thing. Well, you should practice that. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. And when you do, you'll be in peace. And when you do, you'll be trusting the Lord. And when you do, you won't be thinking bad, wicked, evil thoughts. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. You should train your mind to do that. You say, well, it's hard to do. Don't spend so much time on your phone. Don't spend so much time on your computer. Don't spend so much time on the television. Do you understand? Get somewhere. Turn the light down low. Sit down and start thinking about God and get your mind stayed on Him. And you won't ride the roller coaster of thinking that just goes as lickety-split as those images that you've been seeing on your computer and on the television. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and it's very common for people who are publishing videos to publish what are called shorts, a brief 30-second 45-second, one-minute-long short episode from the longer video just to stir your interest so you'll click on the link and watch the whole video. Well, you know what you're getting is just constant, you know, access to shorts, and the mind's doing the same thing. So what have we seen so far? Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Meditate on things that are acceptable to God. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Let it settle down. Here's another one. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, verse 15 says, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by Him. You know what you ought to do? You ought to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and lift up your voice in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. That's what you ought to do. Because when you're singing, it brings up your spirit, brings back to mind the words of Christ which dwell in you, and to take you away from the idle thoughts. Because you got some effort now going into singing a psalm, singing a hymn, singing a spiritual song. I remember one time I was in the throes of thoughts that were not good, and I was troubled by them, and I was, you know, wrestling with these weapons of warfare, trying to get those thoughts out of my head. And suddenly, one of the songs that I love to sing, one of the congregational hymns that we often sing, came back to mind. And I began to sing it. And when I got to the chorus, I am telling you, finally, the imagination, finally the thoughts were dispelled. And all I could think about is the Lord. I was meditating on things acceptable to God and what He was doing in my life at the moment. And the thoughts just went away. I mean, there was a great joy and victory and overcoming in winning the warfare against the thoughts that day. Oh, it was wonderful. So sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And then Philippians chapter 4, look at verse 8. So I'm giving you a whole complement of things that you can think about besides the things you've been thinking about. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I often call this the thought template. In other words, when I'm talking to somebody, perhaps giving them counsel and they're struggling with their thoughts, I'll say, look, here's the template for your thinking. If your thoughts don't fall into one of these six things, you're thinking about the wrong thing and you need to quit thinking about the wrong thing. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, listen, think on these things. Now, virtue is that power that comes from clean living, if you will. And praise, of course, just like the prior point where you're singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to the Lord. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. All right, what are the six things? The things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report. If you're thinking about something and it doesn't fit one of those six things, you are thinking about the wrong thing. That's right. And you need to get your mind back on the right thing. What's true? What's honest? What's just, pure, lovely, and of a good report? You know, oftentimes people start thinking bad things about other people, sad things about the past, lustful things. And the Lord said, just check it out and see if what you're thinking about fits these six things: true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report. And if they don't, then you quit thinking about what you're thinking about and you start thinking about stuff that's true, that's honest, that's just, pure, lovely, and of a good report. And that will affect your thinking. Your thoughts will change. All right, I'm going to give you one more, and then I'm going to summarize this again so you won't be, you know, you'll remember what we've been talking about today. But John 15, verse 3. Sometimes when you're getting ready to go to sleep at night, your mind starts running to whatever, bad thoughts, troubling thoughts, sad thoughts, maybe even wicked thoughts, your imagination running wild. I'll tell you something that'll really help you. John 15, verse 3. Jesus Christ said to his disciples, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now are ye clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Do you understand? Through the spoken word. Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. I'll tell you a good thing to do. A good thing to do is get a Bible app where the Bible is being read. And an app that has a timer on it so that you can set the time that the Bible is going to be read. All right, when you get ready to go to sleep at night, if you get troubled by your thinking and it makes it difficult for you to go to sleep, here's the thing to do. Turn your Bible app on into a passage of Scripture that you want to listen to. Set the timer. And then set the volume at a level where you can hear it, but it's not disturbing you. And you get in bed and let that play into your ear. And you know what that'll do? That will clean you up. It'll clean up your mind. You'll start thinking about something other than the wicked thing, the sad thing, the troubling thing that you had on your mind. And you'll also go to sleep. Now, for me, I love to listen to Alexander Scorby reading the Bible. And there is an app that you can buy. I have it, and it has a timer, and I use it. I've been listening to Scorby since back in the day when you had to buy his audio on cassette tape. And then it went to CD, and I bought the CDs. Now, thank God, you can get it on an app on your phone. So you put your phone on the bedstand next to your bed, plug it in because you're going to charge it at night, pick a passage of scripture you want to listen to, set the volume at the right level, put the timer on. I usually put mine on about 20 minutes. Lie down and just let that word come into your mind. The thoughts change, and you know what? It cleans up your thinking. Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. It has a cleansing effect on your mind. Plus, it's a really good sedative. In short order, you're asleep. As a matter of fact, I went to sleep with that last night. I'm just telling you, it's a great way to go. So here we are concluding now the third broadcast in this series on your thoughts and imaginations. And what we've done today is we've given you some of the Lord's weapons against your thought life. Number one, Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Number two, from Psalm 19, verse 14, meditate on things acceptable to God, and you'll quit thinking about things that aren't acceptable to God. Isaiah 26:3, keep your mind stayed on the Lord, which means you're going to have to get everything else shut down, computer, phone, TV, and just sit and get your mind stayed on the Lord. Best way I do that is to walk around the block and talk to him. That's right. And it gets my mind right stayed on the Lord. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. For one thing, they'll cause greater thanksgiving and praise of the Lord, but they'll straighten out your thinking too. Apply the template to your thought life, Philippians 4:8. Make sure that your thoughts line up with what's in Philippians 4:8. True, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report. And then finally, listen to the Bible spoken. It cleans up your mind. You may just want to sit at night as you're winding down and just listen. And then, like I said, even take it to bed with you and fall asleep with it. It will really, really help your thought life. And I pray these things will be a great blessing to you. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.